accountability once again。
这个 accountability 我自己觉得是一个很有意思的词，如果我们能够抓住那个意思的话，我们生活 会谨慎，会更小心一点。
So I think accountability is a really interesting word. If we can grasp the meaning behind it, that will help our life.
好，所以我们今天我们就讲这个 accountability， 我们再 revisit。我会讲一些新的东西，但是我这个字的意义不变。
So let us go revisit this word once again.
好，我们一起很简单的祷告一下。
Let's pray together.
主啊，求你自己打开你自己的话。
Lord, please open your words.
我们都是愚拙的。
Because we are all lack of wisdom.
圣经放在那里两千年，我们好像常常会挖出一些新的东西，怎么以前都没有注意到。
So oftentimes we found new things in the Bible.
主啊，你今天真的是把你自己的宝藏再次向我们打开。
Lord, you open your treasure box once again to us.
让我们知道怎么样认识 accountability 这个字。
So we can understand the word accountability.
让我们对我们的人生都有这样子的一个正确的态度。
So we and even our life can have this right.Can have this right direction, right meaning.
因为我们真的有一天要对我们自己的生命，为我们自己交这个账。
Because one day we'll take accountability of our life.
与我们同在，赐福保守。
Please be with us and bless every one of us.
奉靠主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这个我今天就很快的先把这个 accountability 这一段经文先跟各位讲。
So today, let's go through the accountability.
好，我们一起来念一下好吗？
Let's read this scripture.
好，一起来，一二三，来。
Now we know that whatever the Lord says,
it says
to those who are under the Lord.
好，让每一个人都没有话可讲，
且
全世界的人都伏在神的审判之下。看这个字很有意思哈，这个英文里面有 accountability， 但是我们中文就是翻在这个神的审判之下。
So You can see in the English translation, it says how, maybe held accountable.
这个,
but in Chinese translation, there's no meaning of accountability.
这个字有翻其他的或者说是审判，或者用其他的这个字眼翻，但是没有一个很确切的翻译。
So in Chinese, it translates into the meaning of judge.
有人说追究、报应或归在头上。
Someone said God would judge.Those.
好，不管是怎么样，这个字对我们来讲，我们都应该要小心。这个因为是我的责任，没有任何推却的责任，
but、
没有推却的空间。
But in here, I think everyone should think carefully, and it says its meaning of that we need to take accountability.
不仅每一个，全世界人都要伏在神的手下，更重要的是什么
？So more importantly, what is the Not even the whole world may held accountable to God.
没有一个人都有话可讲。
So more importantly, every mouth may be silenced.
啊，这个严重啊。
So that's very serious.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅我们这个我们自己的文化，我们必须要很诚实面对。我们对这个 accountability 不太清楚之外，还有一个很大的缺点，就是我们很会找借口。
So in our culture, not only we don't understand the meaning of accountability, but more importantly, in our culture, every one of us like to find alibis.
我们每一个人不仅是 alibi, excuses, 哈，我们真的很 good at it. 我们 real good at it.
So everyone, almost all of us are really good at finding excuses and alibis.
我们男生就说这个事情我忘了，这个事情我没有留心。
So all of us, the men would say that,I didn't pay it any attention.
我们所有事情都有借口。
We have all excuse to all things.
哎呀，这个黑的讲成白的，白的讲成黑的，我们就是找尽借口。
So we talk things black into white.
有没有想过有一天我们在上帝面前，我们没有一个借口
？So have you ever think about that one day before God, none of us would have any excuse?
我觉得，我认为上帝只有智慧，只有公义，是有一天会他让我们交账的时候。我们无话可说啊。
So I think the God's righteousness means that one day before him, none of us had anything to say.
我们千万不要抱着侥幸的心理。
So do not.
真的，我们真的，我自己觉得，我自己常常有这个侥幸的心。你们有没有
？So oftentimes I have this kind of mindset in my mind.
啊，另外一节圣经我没有打。有时候一人说：“哎呀，上帝不会管，别人不会管，我也不会管。” 我管好自己好，我自己让我自己活得快乐，够。
So in the Bible, another verse says,
"Never mind the other words." 我告诉各位弟兄姊妹，我们真的要知道，有一天我们在上帝面前都是哑巴。
So brothers and sisters, one day we have no word before our Lord.
我举一个例子给你们看哈，我马上就告诉你们会有一个例子。
So one example.
好，我们今天要用一段经文来跟各位，时间不多了。这段经文大概在三五年前我讲过一次，你们记得人有记不记得？有几个记得的
？So I put.
只有这么多人记得。
I talk about this scripture.
Okay.
Probably three or five years ago.
我不喜欢炒，我从来不喜欢炒冷饭哈。五年十年我都不喜欢吵，但是昨天晚上这个感动一直来，所以我说我要重新讲一次。
So last night God has put this touch in my heart.
因为这个就是讲到 accountability 啊。
Because this talk about accountability.
好，我们来念一次哈，这个我们不念不行啊。
Let's read it quickly.
好不好，来我们一起来，我们请那个李晨带着我们念念中文，我休息我祷告。好，来天国
好比一个人要往外国去，就叫仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千，那领两千的也照样赚了两千，但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领五千银子的又带着那领五千来说：“主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。”主人说：“好，你这又忠心的仆人，在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事交派你管理。”可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领两千的也来说：“主啊，你交给我两千银子，请看，我又赚了两千。”主人说：“好，你这良善又忠心的仆人，在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”领一千的也来说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。”主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回，夺了他这一千来，给那有一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里必有哀哭切齿的。”
主讲的话没有一句废话。
So Lord didn't say anything that has no use.
你仔细想想，里面句句都带着对我们的警惕。
So think about it, that you will find there are many alarms inside of the scripture.
我们今天实在没有读英文了， I'm sorry, the English speaking, brothers and sisters. 我们就不念了，我们现在就开始往下讲。
So let's continue.
这个天国，这是在耶稣讲，在马太福音在二十五章里面讲的一个比喻。
So it's a parable that Jesus used in Matthew 25.
问耶稣，他说到世界的末了会是什么样的情况。
So some people came in and asked Jesus, what will the end of the world look like?
讲了几个故事。
And then Jesus told them some stories.
十个童女的故事。
Some parables, including the 10 virgins.
十个童女完了以后就讲这个。
After the 10 virgins, and he talked about
this. 天国好像一个人要往外国去。
And he said, for it is like a man going on a journey.
就叫了仆人来把他的家业交给他们。
And then he summoned his slave and entrusted his property to them.
我第一个要讲的是把他的家业交给仆人。
So first thing that I would like to talk about is his property.
什么叫做他的家业？
What's the meaning of his property?
我在我看来非常清楚，是上帝的家业。
So in my mind, it's very clear to talk about God's property.
他把产业就交给他 ，entrust 给这些仆人的时候，不是说我送给你，这是你的，不是的。
So when he entrusts his property to the slave, it doesn't mean he gave it to them.
什么叫做一千、两千、五千？
So what is the meaning of 5,000, 2,000, and 1,000?
一千的概念是什么？
What's the meaning of 1,000?
一千的概念就相当，我简单的来说，就是现在差不多是一百万。
So 1,000 is almost like $1,000,000 to nowadays.
就是一个人一年的工资。不吃不喝，你存二十年，你可以存到一千两银子。
So it means a wage of a man in a year and accumulated for 20 years.
所以一个人一千就是一百万，两千就两百万，五千就五百万，大概是这个数字。
So approximately 5,000 equals to 5 million, 2,000 equals.
这里面有两个意思，就是说这个数字是一个天文数字。
So in another meaning, it means it's a lot of money.
不是我们一般人能够积攒的。
So it's not that you can accumulate in a daily basis, on a daily basis.
这个是上帝交给我们管理的。
So that is the money that God entrusted.
不是你的，不是我的。
It's not you, it's not mine.
这个是他的家业的意思，在这边特别强调 his property.
So he emphasizes here his property.
所以上帝给我们每一个人。
So God gave every one of us.
都按照你的才能。给你适当的托付
According to our talent, he entrusts a part of his property.
这个地方 talent 很有意思，英文用 talent， 中文这个好像是谦，但是好像也是按照我们的才华，好像也讲得通。
So in here, it's very interesting because in English, it used talent, and talent has another meaning.
不管如何，每一个人的才干都不一样。
So it doesn't matter. Everybody has different talent.
你有的就是上帝给你的。
So what you have, God gave you.
你今天生在什么地方，你有什么才智，你用怎么念什么书，你什么肤色，你有什么背景，都是上帝给的。
So where you were born, your nationalities, the skin color, all of that, God gave them to you.
所以在这个哥林多前书说，我们所有的都是领受的，若是领受，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
So that's why Paul said it in the first Corinthians, everything that we have, we receive, but...
我们没有一个人可以为自己有的才华、有的能力、有的这个骄傲、有的财富自夸，没有。
So none of us can boast of our talent.
都是上帝给我们的。
So all of them, God gave them to me.
按着个人的才干，交给我们一份责任。
So God gave them to us according to our talent.
不需要比。
You don't need to compare.
我们常常是犯这毛病，我们常常会攀比。
So oftentimes we have this problem.
很多人在中国过年的时候不愿意回家，为什么？因为人家父母全部拿来攀比。
So many young men doesn't want to go home.
怎么还没结婚呢？
During Chinese New Year, because their parents used them to compare with others.
你看别人都孩子这几个啦。
So why didn't you marry? So other people have already have kids.
怎么回事啊？什么毛病啊？
Yeah. So what's your problem?
借机会骂他。啊，你赚多少钱啊？我们就喜欢攀比，是不是啊？
And they will ask you how much money do you earn per year.
不要比，你的才干，你上帝给你多少，就是这么多少。你不要跟人家比，不是你的事 ，not your business.
Don't compare.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人才华都不一样。
So brother and sister, we all have different talents.
上帝只要我们交我们那一部分的账，没有交任何别人的账。
So God wants us to take accountability for ourselves.
好，这一点弟兄姊妹明白了没有
？So brother and sister, do you understand?
今天你在你身上所有的，就是上帝给你的托付。
All things that you have on you today, it's God's entrust.
好，不要跟别人比，这是第一个 lesson。
So don't compare to others. That's the first lesson.
然后我们看这几个人怎么办事啊。
So then we take a look at how these slaves.
这个拿五千的跟拿两千的同样做一样事情。
Did their business. Then the people who receive 5,000 and the people who the slave who receive 5,000 the slave who receive 2,000.
他了解这个不是我的。
They did the same thing. They understand.
对，他不是说哎不是我的就乱花，不是这个意思哈。
They understand that these money are not theirs.
他知道这个上这个这个、他的主人交给他，他要他做什么事情。
So they understand why their master entrusted money.
随即出去。
And then,
他有没有等啊？
They didn't,
他有没有在家里面做打个算盘
？They didn't wait and then they just go.
他在家里面会不会有计算一下？然后他这个本利多少啊？这个是百分之几以后可以翻倍啊？有没有算？有没有去算？没有去算，他就随即出去就开始做买卖了。
They go out and do business right after.
两千的也是一样。
And that the slave who received2,000
啊，另外赚了五千，也另外赚了两千。
And they earn some money back.
好像是很容易的样子。
It seems very easy.
哎，有人说，那我就多想，哎呀，那如果五千我只赚两千咋办啊？
So what? Some people may even think that what if I have 5,000 but I only earn 2,000?
我自己就认为，你赚两千就是两千，你已经尽了你的力了，但是你不要担心。
I personally believe that if you have earned 2,000, that means you have did your best.
重点是你的心态对，你知道你的责任是什么，你就去做。这个是重要。
More importantly, it's your attitude that you know what is the right thing and you do it right after.
这两个人他们没有疑问，他们就去做。
And these two slaves did it without hesitation.
同神一定，我自己认为神很容易就让他们赚五千，很容易让他们赚两千，因为这个不是他们的事情。
So God allowed them to earn the 5,000 and 2,000 because it's not their business.
好，但是这个拿一千的怎么办
？But what did the slaves who earn who received 1,000 did?
这个人他的态度就不一样了。
And he had different attitude.
他的态度是什么？
What is his attitude?
他去掘开地
and dig a hole,
把主人的银子埋藏
and he ground all the, his master's money.
我要问各位弟兄姊妹，你们如果是在家里面买样东西，把它埋在地里面，你的用意是什么？
So I will ask you why somebody would do that and dig a hole and put something.
若是有人这样子做，你猜他的动机是什么？
You think about what is his What does he want to do?
动机是什么？ What's the intent? 我认为很简单，不是懒，不是懒。他懒，他连地都不要去掘，他为什么要去掘？
I think it's not because he's lazy.
他想偷占为己有。
He want to.
这是我这个人的领受。
The money he's.
当一个人把一样东西，把一个财宝、好东西，100万，这个晚上没有人看到，天黑月高，你跑到院子去掘一个洞，埋起来。
So I think when
意义是什么
？When him received the money,
天不知地不知，只要我知。
And he
对不对啊
？Dig a hole and try to bury that money inside.
为什么要埋起来？你要偷人家的东西你才会买起来，要不然你为什么要买起来？你拿去放利息嘛，你拿去生财嘛，拿去做生意嘛，一本万利你就 去滚啊，你为什么要收起来？
Because he want to take that money into his.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够偷上帝的东西。
So brother and sister, remember that we cannot steal from God. But oftentimes we often steal money from God.
不知不觉，有意无意，我们都偷上帝的东西。
Without conscious, intentionally or unintentionally.
上帝给我们是他的家业，但是我们占为己有，而且不要让上帝知道。
So God entrusts His property into us, and we often take it as granted.
一个很重要的心态，我们自己要反省一下。
So brother says that's very important. We should have the right attitude
before God. 神给我们这么多的好东西，我们怎么用它？
God gave us so many good things. How can we use them?
我只要过得开心就好，我自己爱过怎么过，是不是？
Someone would say that I shall have a happy life because the things that He gave.
上帝给我们的不只是要我们过好日子，对，是 part of it. 但是若我们把它挖开地埋了，为我们自己将来的好处，你我就是在偷上帝的东西。
But God gave us those things not only for us to have a good life, but also more importantly, He has other intention.
弟兄姊妹，我们要小心。这是前面三这里面三个人有两个做法。
So brother and sister, we need to be careful. Three slaves, they have two different ways.
主人回来了。
So when the master returned,
主人回来说，好了，交账吧。
So when the master returned, and he asked the three slaves,
他会回来的哈，
他
会回来，你不要存心侥幸，哎，他忘记，他死在外国哈，不会的哈，他一定会回来。他回来的话就交账，我们就交账，那没办法。
First thing of all that you need to understand, the master will return.
我告诉你，交账是天经地义的事情。如果上帝不要我们交账，他不是上帝，我不要去信他。我敢这样讲。
It is your responsibility to take account.
如果世界没有公义，这个上帝不值得我去信。我回家去看韩剧。
So, if there's no,
真的，弟兄姊妹，上帝没有公义，他就不会要我们交账。我们自己过自己生活，谁不喜欢啊？但是上帝绝对要我们交账，每一个人都要交。
The brother and sister, remember that God has His righteousness.
好，交了，我们就不念了。交了以后怎么样？主怎么说
？So, what did the master say?
跟那个五千两的跟两千两的讲的完全一样啊。
So God said the exact same thing to the slave who have 5,000 and
你不管赚五千赚两千，你赚一千赚五百，你赚五块赚十块。
So brother and sister, doesn't matter how much money that you earn, how much money that you earn.
他跟这两个人讲的一字不差，弟兄姐妹。
And he said the exact same thing to those two slaves.
Exact the same thing, 弟兄姊妹。我要再强调，再强调，我们不要去跟人家比，因为你在上帝面前，我们所能够得到的都是一样的。
So brother and sister, I've told you many times, it's very important, don't compare to others.
你赚五千，你赚两千，你赚五块钱，你这忠心良善的仆人。
As long as you earn money according to your ability.
你在不多的事上，两千也好，五千也好，都不多。你有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理。
So you have an...The master said that you have been faithful with a few things. Doesn't matter 5,000 or 2,000.
公正公平，一点话都没有讲。然后他讲了一句最有意思的话。
And that is God's righteousness. And he said a very interesting thing.
你不是你的东西，你去管理。
So you, I put you in charge of.
你忠心的管理。
So you, I put in charge of things.
你不是主人。
You are not the master of it.
但是你可以享受做主人的快乐。
But you may enter into the joy of your masters.
我是服的，佩服的五体投地。
I am in awe.
享受做主人的快乐。
I'm in awe because God said,
我问你们,
enter into
我们这边有很多很有财富的，很有东西的。
So I asked you a question. Many of you in here has a lot of money.
我们没有财富的就希望有财富。
Many of us who doesn't have money and want to have money.
你们有很多财富的，你们真的是不是真的快乐？
So many of you who have the money, are you really happy?
很多人是因为财富太多了，他不快乐了。
So many of people who have a lot of money and does not have the happiness.
因为他经济，这个股票市场会倒塌。
Because the stockholder, the stock market would collapse.
他会担心中国的房地产垮台，不完全不值钱。
And he may afraid of.
他担心这个，担心那个，他并不快乐。
The real estate market in China, he had many things to be afraid of.
聪明的人
，a wise person.
他不要拥有这些东西。
He don't want to own it.
但是他能够享受有这些东西的快乐。
But he can have the happiness of having this.
这个是世界上最有智慧的人。
And that is the wise person.
你不拥有它
，You don't have it.
你就不会操心
，Because you don't own it and you don't spend your heart.
但是你能够享受用它的快乐。
But you can enjoy.
啊，这个是世界上最高端的。
Of using them.
很多人哈，我们很多人这个家盖在山上，我们这边没有人还好，我不是讲你们啊，盖山上很好的风景，很漂亮的这个 view。
So many people have their house built on the hill。
很多人在高楼大厦都看，哎呀非常好，但是他成天在外面奔波，没有机会享受。
But they often travel outside a lot for.In order to earn money, so they didn't have time to enjoy their house.
但他们家的佣人在那边擦窗子的时候，哇，好漂亮的风景啊！
But when the housekeeper of their house, when they were wiping the window, and they can see the wonderful view.
我们真的要懂得这个意思哈，我们不需要拥有。
So, brother and sister, I wish you understand that.We don't have to own it.
但是主给我们做主人的享受快乐，这个是上乘的。
But the joy that God gave us is the best thing.
这两个人都能够享受到。
The two slaves have this opportunity.
另外那个把上帝东西偷去的人怎么样？
But what happened to that slave who tried to steal?
他天天在家里面提心吊胆。
He have a lot of things to worry about.
哎呀，主任，哎呀，为什么不在那边出个车祸啊，摔飞机啊，都可以。
He worried about the destiny of his master. He wished that his master had some accident.
以后就是我的了。
When something happened to his master, that
然后又不知道什么时候是我的，他一直就在那边担心，是不是啊？
He kept worried about that.
他享受到了没有？
The schedule of his master.
他享受到了没有？
Does he have any opportunity?
他好像世界上只有一个人知道他藏在什么地方，他有没有享受到啊？
So only he's the only one person who know where the money is, but he didn't.
上帝给我们都是为了我们的好处。
So brother and sister, God gave us things in order
他不要我们拥有
our benefits.
是为了我们的好处，明白吗？
He doesn't want us to have it. He doesn't want us to own it because
我们不要糟蹋
for our benefit.
他的用意啊。然后我们就看这个恶仆人啊。
And then we take a look at into this lazy slave.
啊，主啊，你回来了！哎呀，心里面想，哎呀
，What he said.
真是啊，糟糕！好了，我就来说个词吧。
So and he said，
我就找借口。
And he tried to find alibi。
我不知道他不是有中国人血统，不知道哈。哇，还说他赶快找借口。哎，我知道你是个忍心的人。
And he said that I know that you are a good person、
啊。没有这种地方要收，没有善的地方要聚敛，我就害怕。
And he said that you're a hard man, the harvesting where you didn't sow and gathering where you didn't scatter seed。
把你这一千两银子藏在地里。
So I hide $1,000 that you gave me.
我看这一段，里面有真的也有假的。
So the things that the slave said has something true.
他有说谎的，也有说事实的。
He tells some truth, but not all truth.
他说你是忍心的人，没有这种地方要说，那是骗人。那神怎么是这种人？他就编的。
So he said the things that he said about his master isn't true.
他说我就害怕把你藏起来，这是真的。
So he's afraid and he hide the money. That's very true.
我们人最擅长的就是把真真假假、假假真真混在一起的时候一塌糊涂，真真假假不容易分辨。
So our humans really good at mixing the truths and lies together to make it hard.
上帝远比我们聪明啊。
But God is way smarter than us.
说说你这又恶又懒的仆人。
And the master said,
哈，他说你既知道我是这样子的人，你为什么不去放利息啊？
And the master said that you wicked and lazy slave.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要跟神斗智啊！我们不要跟神斗智啊！我不赞成。
Brothers and sisters, do not try to outsmart.
我们常常喜欢跟神搞东西，我们跟他 argue 一下。
So oftentimes we like to argue with him.
我一节圣经送给大家。
So I have one scripture that I would like to
share with you. 清洁的人，你也清洁待他。
So,
好，你没关系，不要翻了。乖僻的人，你以弯曲待他，就是这个。上帝说：“你乖僻，我就用弯曲待你。”他的谎言就成为他的网罗，弟兄姊妹明白吗？你将来的谎话就成为控告你的。
So the lies that you said one day will be your snares.
我们想要跟上帝撒谎，我们要想要跟上帝编造理由，那个理由就由上帝拿来套在你头上，你自己说的。
The lie you told God one day and God will put it
back against you. 我之所以有这么有把握，叫每一个人都 shut up, 闭嘴，就是因为上帝有这个智慧。
The reason that God said that no one will have words.
你有一千个。理由，你有一万个借口，上帝会拿一万个借口来套你。你说的吧，你为什么不做？哑口无言。弟兄姊妹 ，Don't even try。我们在上帝面前不要找任何的借口。哎，你不能听到，你只
是翻译。不是，我不是不，那段太长了，不是，你要给我停一停，真的是我没。
好了，别找借口，对了，好，好了，
我们俩谁找借口？
怎么找？好，弟兄姊妹， 我们要明白上帝真的是一个公义的上帝，好不好？
So brother and sister, we need to understand that God is a righteous God.
不要跟他开玩笑，不要跟他耍小聪明。
Do not try to outsmart him.
不要你以为我懂一点。
Don't think that you understand things and God don't.
我们太低级了，就跟蚂蚁跟人类比一样。
We are way lower than him.
弟兄姊妹，求神给我们真的智慧，我们好好的就做该做的事。
So brother and sister, that may God help us that we will have such wisdom.
摘要。
So the summary of today.
上帝给我们什么，我们就做什么。
So we are only responsible for the sure.
不要去管别人的事情。
Don't care about other people's
responsibility. 他为什么有三个 PhD? 他为什么这么聪明，大教授，人家这个跟他后面一缸人，我不要去羡慕人家。
Why he is so smart and why he is such a successful professor?
为什么每个人都有很多 prestige, 很多这个 privileged people? 为什么我不是？
So why there are such many prestige and privileged people?
我不需要交别人的账。
You don't need to take accountability for others.
我自己一个人的账。
You take accountability for
我的妻子，我的丈夫，我的孩子，我的父母的账都不是我交的。
Even your families, your parents, your kids, and your husband.
我只对我这部分负我的责任。That's it.
Their accountability are not yours.
我们有的，好像有的，都是神的。
So what we have is actually God's.
不要去偷取。上帝的东西。
Do not steal his property.
上帝给我们 trust 我们，让我们做 trustee， 是信任我们，我们就好好去用它，不要占为己有。
God make us trustee, we do not steal from him.
不论是什么，但是我们可以得的奖赏是一样的。
Regardless what we earn, that we were at the same.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要小看我们自己，我们不要过于看我们自己。
So do not just look.Get yourself.
我们看自己都在神面前都是一样的。
So all of us, when we look at ourselves, we are the same.
我有一天我能够享受做上帝的主人的快乐就够了。
So one day they will enjoy the joy of a master, and that's more important.
我世上太多的财富会给我带来太多的痛苦。
So there, if I have too many, if I own too many property, too many treasure,
你的脑袋一样，像所罗门就是，对不对
？So even that you have a lot of wisdom, just like Solomon, that it will bring you trouble.
好，今天我就跟各位提一个应用是什么。
So what is the application of today?
Accountability, 你们都同意吗？
So are you agree with the accountability?
我们每一
个人都要交账。Accountability.
我真的很严肃地告诉你，每一个人交你的账，没有例外。
So I would say all of you need to take accountable for yourself.
我们现在要很仔细想想上帝交给我什么。
And we need to understand what has God entrusted me.
上帝交给我这个责任是什么？
So what is the responsibility that God has put into us?
非常简单，你现在是学生，你的责任就好好念书。
So if you're a student right now, that you need to study hard.
你现在工作，你就好好工作。
If you're working right now, that you need to work hard.
不要上班的时候等下班。
Don't just wait for.
不要聚会的时候等散会。不要上课的时候等下课。
Don't just wait for the class to be over.
我们尽我们的力，在我们的岗位上做好我们该做的事情。
So do our 100%.
就这么简单。
Try to be the best.
我认为，如果我们今天做不好学生，假如我是学生的话。
So one, so I think if I cannot be a good student.
念书念得一塌糊涂，偷吃懒做。
So I have.
上帝不会给我什么重责大任，不会的。
So I don't think God will put
any great
responsibility into us. So if we cannot handle the few things God has entrusted us,
投机取巧，上帝会给我们大的责任吗？不会的。
So if we often have want to take things for granted,
不要认为我现在很聪明，你看我能够混得过去，我将来一定混得过去，谁说的？
Would God entrust those important things into us?
我们脚踏实地，一个一个做，上帝托付给我们什么，我们就做什么。
And we need to work steadily and try to make
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的责任啊。
And try to do the best I can.
你不管你今天是做妈妈的，做孩子的，做什么样的角色。
It doesn't matter that you are a mother today or you're a child.
你的责任就是把你这一部分的托付做好。
And
就这样子。
Your responsibility is to do the best.
你不要管别人怎么样。
Don't care about others.
上帝自有审判。
And God will be the judge.
绝对会让我们每一个人哑口无言。
And God will silence us all.
这个是他公义全部100%的彰显，没有例外。
And that is His 100% righteousness.
如果上帝不这样子，我一定会责问他。
So if God do not do this, then I will ask him questions.
你的公义在哪里？你不配做上帝。
Where is your righteousness?
上帝有所不能，他不能撒谎，他不能说话不算话。
And we need to understand that God would not lie.
我保证，向你们保证，上帝绝对要我们每一个人交账。
So I want you to understand that God wants us to take account.
因为他是百分之百公义的神。
Because he is 100%.
就这么简单，他就是百分之百，他没有办法不审判，他没有办法不每一个人算每一个人的账。
He is 100%. He would judge every one of us and take a look into our responsibility.
帮助每一个人。
May God help us.
我们有一天在神面前交账的时候。
So one day when we need to take accountable before God.
像那5,200。
Just like the 5,000 and the 2,000.
我在这里。
So the things that you have entrusted me.
开开心心的交给他。
When one day when God looked into our responsibility that we
这个荣耀这个开心是永永远远的。
Give things back to him happily.
如果那个1,200的银子在哀哭切齿是永永远远哀哭切齿啊。
So that person who's
你后悔都没有用的那种懂吗
The lazy snake would
gnashing their teeth forever. 我不知道你们有没有怕过我真的有几次怕过那个想到那个永永远远那种哀哭切齿那种黑暗那种后悔我连想都不敢想
I don't know any of you ever be afraid of anything but when I think
太可怕太可怕永无翻身之地那种后悔弟兄姊妹你不要去尝试好不好
When I think about that I have to gnashing my teeth eternally
我真的是我就是有急着是快都快急出来了我真的要劝各位弟兄姊妹不要开你自己的玩笑好吗你自己的玩笑啊没有不是开我的玩笑 我是这个是我也跟我自己讲因为每一个人要对自己负责没有对其他任何人负责 period 你不要到时候跟说牧师没讲我今天讲了啊
So, brother and sister, we need to take accountability for ourselves.
Good summary. Okay. 我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.
主啊，把我们这件帮助我们这件事情当真的。
Lord, please help us so we can take this thing into seriously.
因为我们真的每一个人都要交账的。
Because all of us, we have our own accountability.
你给我交付给我们这些，我们所有的都要有一天交得清清楚楚。
The things that you have given to us, that one day we need to put it back to you clearly.
我们赚的要还给你，我们埋藏的要挖出来也要还给你。
So all the things that we hide, the things that we earn, we all of that we need to give it back to you.
主啊，帮助我们那个时候期待的是说我们是有忠心有良善的仆人。
Lord, help us so one day that we can expect that you called us a good servant.
可以进来享受做主人的快乐。
And one day.That you call us to enter the joint of a master.
求你帮助我们这边所有的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, please help every one of us, every brothers and sisters.
都是有智慧的人。
That we all are the wise one.
知道在我们身上的托付是你给我们这个祝福。
And we know the things that you entrust us are the blessing that you gave us.
叫我们小小心心谨慎的我们该做就去赶快做。
And we...need to take it seriously, we need to take it carefully, and we need to do it without hesitation. Lord, please bless everyone of us. Do not be the wicked and lazy one. Please have mercy on all of us. Bless all of us to the end of the world. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.